grace is amazing, isn't it? You know what? We're here by that loving, graceful, peaceful Christ consciousness. We're here and we're connecting with one another. We're here and guess what? You're amazing. Did you know that? You are amazing. You know, I tell people all the time when I go somewhere, another church or something, I say, man, I have some amazing people at Unity Church of Light. And I am so glad that I am a part of you and that you lift me up and hold me up and send me energy to do what I love to do, and that's come before you as like a cheerleader. I'm your cheerleader for the week. You know, I don't know why that thought just popped in my mind. That's a good thought, though, because everyone needs a cheerleader. No, when we go out of these doors, things happen. You know, life doesn't always have the birds singing and the sun shining. When we go out these doors, it's good to think back to Sunday and say, wow, that cheerleader, I'm remembering those words, and I'm going to go forth and be amazing. Be amazing. Well, you know, this human experience that we are in the midst of is amazing. It's amazing. We get to rise each day. Just think. We get to rise each day and go out and discover new things. Now, how new you perceive them is going to depend on what eyes you're looking through. We want to look at the world through the eyes of spirit. That way, even a tremendous storm that might blow through, we can look through the power of that storm and see the beauty in it. There's beauty in everything. It's just a matter of how you're taking the time to perceive it. I love thinking about one presence, one power. God, the good, omnipotent, that lifts us up and carries us through everything, because that presence and that power is where? Where is it? It's in you, each and every one of you. You know, you got to love Charles Fillmore, our co-founder of Unity. You just got to love him. He was well into his 80s, and he said, I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and not just go forth, spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me. Wow, if you've had one of those weeks where it was nonstop, where there was always something happening or something to do or something to deal with, inside you is that zeal, that enthusiasm that can spring forth when you change your consciousness to say, okay, I can handle this because I have the power and the might of spirit just motivating me and pressing me forward. You know, the great universal force that impels us to spring forth and do things, it's that amazing presence of spirit within. That amazing presence of Christ. You know, if you're not taking advantage of that, if you're not leaning into that, oh boy, you're missing a great advantage. You know, when there's turmoil in your life, it only takes a second to take a deep breath, release, and as the psalmist said, be still and know. You know, in unity, we talk about contemplation all the time. Take time to contemplate the power that is within you, the presence that is within you, especially during those times of trial and tribulation. That's when we should know uppermost what we are. Spiritual beings having this human experience. How many of you take a moment to look at the beauty around you? Oh, wow. Wasn't it beautiful today? It was just amazing to walk out the door and feel that light hit us and to look out and see that beauty. In the front of my building, they planted some knockout roses, way back in the spring. But the other day, I don't know why I didn't take time to notice this before. The other day, my windows were open in the office and the wind was blowing. Oh, the aroma. Oh my gosh. The room was filled with the smell of fresh roses. And I thought, as the psalmist told us, I thought, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Now, metaphysically, the earth represents all that you are aware of in this physical body. It represents consciousness. The Lord is the activity of the spiritual I am. Those of you who are coming to class, hey, take a note that you might have to interpret this one. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We're spiritual beings and we have a bountiful table laid out before us. But how often do we miss it? Reverend Karen was saying today, sometimes we murmur, don't we? Sometimes we just murmur and mope around. But you know what? When you think about all that has been prepared for you before the very foundation of this world, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. I want to invite everyone into my world because I'm back and forth across the Highway 364. Going into Creve Coeur and then coming back into St. Charles. And in my world, as I cross over into St. Charles, oh my, anybody ever been there? Anybody ever been aware when they've come across that bridge? Anybody look out and see the vastness of the earth? And on a day that it's going to rain, when you look out, one time I was coming across and I looked out and there was a clear line dividing no rain and rainstorm. And I drove, it was like I could touch it. And I said, oh my God, how beautiful is that? To watch the weather actually moving, to watch the power in that, to watch the beauty in that cloud coming over. Now, I could have sat and been in my car and said, oh, look at it, it's raining over there. I gotta go through the rain. When my consciousness is at that level, I can't see the beauty. But if you train yourself to take a good look when you're out and about and driving and on stormy days even. Take a good look and recognize what has been prepared for you. That's for you. That's for you. Whether or not you enjoy it, you have to lift your consciousness to that high frequency and look through the eyes of spirit. In our life journey, sometimes we see beauty, but can't fathom being able to experience it. You ever been in that place where you see things happen, but you just don't think that's for you? Or that could happen to you? I like Philippians 4:8 because it tells me where to put my focus so that my eyes will be open always to the amazing things that are happening around me. And in Philippians it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." In other words, you always have an opportunity to turn those thoughts around. And you know what I like? The more that we study this truth, the more we walk in this truth, the more we practice this truth, what happens? When we start going down that road, we suddenly say, skid to a stop, don't we? Oh boy, I hope that doesn't hurt anybody's ears that may listen to this later. But we suddenly skid to a stop because we know the truth. We know what's pure about this moment. We know that the Spirit of God never abandons us. So we're always in that presence and power and whatever we can make it through. Life is ever evolving, continually spiraling upward. If you want a fresh, vibrant life, then you have to reach beyond the appearance, reach beyond the seemingly impossible. All things are possible in that spirit of the Christ. All things are possible. We just have to hold on and go beyond that moment. And beyond that moment, amazing things can happen. Amazing things. The Spirit of God within you, your indwelling self, is greater than any worldly challenge, greater than any outer experience. And guess what? We can experience amazing things. But we have to let go of this notion that we're only human. You're more than human. There's more to you than that. Lean into your true nature. Lean into the spirit within. Take time to surrender and listen to the guidance of the indwelling Christ. I like to think about the words of Jesus Christ when he told us, "I am in my Father, he in me, and I in thee." For me, that means all things are possible. For me, when you think about the life in the times as in the scriptures about Jesus Christ, we can follow that same pattern. And amazing things can happen for us also, each and every one of us, once we turn to the truth within our being. So I want to give you some words from Myrtle Fillmore, who was amazing, if you've read anything about Myrtle. And I can always feel the love that she must have vibrated from her, those vibrations reaching out and touching those who were in need of comforting. So Myrtle, in a poem called My Love to Thee, and this is, I want you to prepare yourself for a time of quiet as I read this. Kind of let these words soak in and carry you away. Myrtle said, the hours, and this is from My Love to Thee. Myrtle said, the hours I've spent with thee, dear God, are pearls of priceless worth to me. My soul, my being merge in sweet accord in love for thee, in love for thee. Each hour a pearl, each pearl a prayer, binding thy presence close to me. I only know that thou art there, and I am lost in thee. Oh, glorious joys that thrill and bless, oh, visions of sweet love divine, my soul, its rapturous bliss, can ill express that thou art mine, O Lord, and that thou art mine. Beautiful words by Myrtle. And let's pray the prayer that was given to us by Jesus Christ. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as with our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen. Take a deep breath. We want to make an inward journey. We want to settle into this amazing moment that we have right here, right now. And we breathe in and we breathe out, and we begin by moving from the tops of our heads down into our heart. Our heart, where love resides. And there is wisdom in that love. We breathe in and we breathe out and we relax into this moment, feeling the peace wash over us. Heeding to the call, come apart a while. Breathing in and breathing out, giving ourselves permission to go deeper into this journey, to let go of anything that might be hindering us from stepping over the threshold of our inner chamber. God is good, and good is God. And we live and move and have our being in the presence of all that is. Breathing in and breathing out, giving ourselves permission to take this time apart. Permission to recharge, to rejuvenate to plug in. Breathing in and breathing out, settling into this moment, right here, right now, we step over the threshold of our inner chamber and immediately feel a love like no other love in the universe. And as we breathe in and breathe out, peace, sweet peace. A peace that lets us know that all is well. And we breathe in and breathe out, settling into this moment, stepping into the quietness of our souls. We rest and we trust in the quiet. My soul, my being, merge in sweet accord in love for thee, in love for thee. And each hour is a precious pearl. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know that the presence of the Christ is us. That we know we are one with one another, and we lift one another up to the high heights of spirit. We know as a community, we move together in harmony and in oneness. We are so grateful that we know you, dear God, that we know we are part of the whole. And as we prepare to move beyond the walls of this chapel, as we prepare to go out into the world and greet one another, we know that we are expressions of your love and of your peace. And we share this expression with the universe. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for this amazing moment, this time of communion within. We are grateful. So for this and all things, dear God, we just say thank you. Our hearts are full of gratitude. And I want you to join me in affirming the truth for us. I am grateful for a full and prosperous life. Affirm that with me. I am grateful for a full and prosperous life. Hold that. Feel the vibrations of your words. And then turn to someone and tell them, you are grateful for a full and prosperous life. Together, you are grateful for a full and prosperous life. Doesn't that make you feel good? Say thank you. And then as a sense of community, which we all are, let's affirm together, we are grateful for a full and prosperous life. Together, we are grateful for a full and prosperous life. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. And you know, we are grateful for a full and prosperous life. And this is a part of our service where we have an opportunity to share our gratitude with the spiritual community. You know, we don't take for granted that we're just going to receive resources. We know that God is the provider. And all the avenues through which he has provided for us come through those of you who love us. So, as you take your love offerings in your hand or your gifts in your hand, rub that energy into them. And as we rub that energy into them, let's affirm together our prosperity blessing. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. And thank you for anyone who may be sending us a love gift. We really appreciate you.
Song.